How do I transform myself financially? Why you must cure the financial disease. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. The theme of this week's show and educational webinar this Wednesday is how to have your money safely earn more money. So in this segment, I want to address the question of how do I transform myself financially? And I stated that you must first cure the financial disease. So let me tell you where I'm coming from so that you can understand the power behind what I'm about to share with you. Now, years ago, the book The Experience Economy was recommended to me. And you don't have to read the book to understand the message. The authors were talking about the fact that people will generally pay far more for something they perceive has a higher value. I've mentioned this before on this show. And they used the example of coffee to illustrate their point. Coffee in its pure commodity form, coffee beans, is worth about 2 cents a cup at the time the book was published. But when that is made into a unique product, okay, a cup of coffee, the coffee grounds and so forth. Even if it's in your home, it goes up about 10 times in value to 20, 25 cents a cup or whatever. Now, what's the next level up? When that cup of coffee enters the convenience sector at a restaurant or a 7-Eleven or exceptional service, it will go up a double to a quadruple again to maybe a dollar a cup. But it was Starbucks who created the internet cafe, the unique experience between the home and the office where you could hang out with like-minded people. And so people, without batting an eye, will stop at a kiosk at an airport, a Starbucks, and shell out $4 or $5 for an espresso-based cup of coffee that really is only about 10, 15 cents worth of liquid. And they walk away proud they did it because they're having a unique experience at a kiosk in an airport. No, it's because they relate it to the loyalty and how they feel in a Starbucks. And so Starbucks broke through the barrier of charging people $4 and $5 for a cup of coffee because of the unique experience. Now, there's one level higher that people value more than a unique experience. Education is a unique experience. Now, the same is true with water. I've shared this story before. Back in 1999, a group of my friends and I shipped our Harley-Davidson motorcycles down to Atlanta, Georgia. We were very, very busy. We flew in and we rode down through Daytona and all the way down to Miami. And then our spouses flew in and we went down to Key West and back through the Everglades and ended up for 3 days at the Disney theme parks. This was in May, the hottest May days on record. The first day, we stopped 3 times at an ice cart, and I shelled out $2.50 for a 20-ounce bottle of water. Now, I could have walked 15, 20 feet further and between the men's and ladies' room, gotten a drink of water out of the drinking fountain for free, but I didn't bat an eye. Now, at the end of the day, we walked out of the park, and I still had about a half of a bottle of water, but it was warm, and I just chucked it in the trash. But we went out, and we filled up our Harley-Davidson motorcycles with premium gasoline, and you won't believe this. We screamed highway robbery because they were charging $1.60 a gallon for premium gasoline. That's because back home in 1999, the premium gasoline was only $1.30 a gallon. So how can they take advantage of us tourists here in this tourist town? Now, if you do the math, how many ounces in a gallon? 128. Now, we were paying the equivalent at $2.50 for water for 20 ounces. We were paying the equivalent of $16 a gallon for water and throwing it away. If you would have told me 25 years earlier that at the turn of the century, Americans would pay as much for a gallon of water as a gallon of gasoline, I would have laughed at you. But 10 times as much and throwing it away? Why were we willing to do that in Disney World? because we were having a unique experience. They had a monopoly on us, okay? And we didn't bat an eye. And so people value a unique experience even greater. Even now, it's $4 a bottle. You're paying the equivalent of $24 a gallon for water in Disney World today. Now, folks, the point is this. There's one level that people value even more than a unique experience, and that's a meaningful transformation. So the first question in this segment is, how do I transform myself financially? Well, based upon what I just shared with you, it's more than just a unique product. For years, I have had unique products that allow people to be able to accumulate their money safely at predictable tax-free rates of return, averaging between 7 to 10%. It's a unique product, okay? But I had to go further and provide exceptional service. But see, a unique experience was education, see? And so for years, we have really been focused on educating you. See, the average person who comes in to implement and go through what this process is, it's an 8-step true wealth transformation. And I've helped thousands of people go through this. I've trained over 3,000 financial advisors how to take their clients through this very predictable process that transforms them financially so they don't outlive their money, so they can earn more like 8 to 10% rates of return instead of the average person with their money in the market only earning maybe 4%. It means every $1 million generating $80,000 to $100,000 a year of tax-free income instead of the $40,000 a year of tax-deferred income that people pull out of an IRA or 401k if the money is in the market based upon the financial services industry 4% rule. And so this is a transformation. I'm talking about double or more the net spendable income in retirement. But it took education. I would say the average person who comes through the educational process, because that's all I do is educate people now, the average person invests about 18 hours. Some invest 30 hours or more. But the average is 18 hours of education so that they can experience a meaningful transformation and not worry about outliving their money and eliminate the dangers of taxes, inflation, and market volatility from their hard-earned money, especially during their golden years of retirement. And so it's worth it. I have just invested my time educating people. I want to empower you. And so in an educational session, I will teach true principles and show you strategies and concepts that are proven and tried and show you the best features of the tools that I would recommend. And then you make the decision. You govern yourself after you learn these principles and you can implement them. I'm not selling anything in an educational event except clarity, balance, focus, and confidence for a brighter future for yourself. Then you sell yourself on what is appropriate based upon your set of circumstances. And so that's why it's very non-threatening whenever we hold an educational transformational event for people. And I'll show you how you can participate in one in just a moment. But let's just go back and talk about some of the biggest dangers that people experience that causes them to outlive their money and not have predictable income during retirement if they follow the traditional financial services industry advice. They face taxes, and they thought they were going to be in a lower tax bracket, but most people are in as high or higher tax bracket as they were ever in when they were earning money. It's because they've been killing their tax deductions along the way. They pay off their house. The kids are now gone, or if they're not gone, you can't deduct them anymore. You're not contributing money to IRAs and 401ks in retirement. You don't have that deduction. If you're a business owner, you've lost those deductions, and Congress keeps raising taxes because of spending. So we have not been in lower tax brackets when we retire for more than 25 years. But 91% of Americans still get duped into putting money into traditional IRAs and 401ks. So you want to eliminate the dangers of taxes. And if you stay with me to the next segment, I'll show you how to do that. You want to have inflation work for you instead of against you. You link your returns to the things that are inflating. So inflation, you sort of come along for the ride, so to speak. And number three, you want to eliminate the danger of market volatility. So when the market goes down, like recently has been whipsawing, none of our clients lost any money during the downturn. They may not have made anything, but they don't lose anything. And it's critical to protect your hard-earned money during retirement.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How can my money make more money? First, learn how to thrive and then repeat the process. This is Doug Andrew. Welcome back to Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, where you probably know I'm passionate about providing you with insights into opportunities maybe you didn't know existed before. If you're just joining us, in the last segment, I was talking about how to create a meaningful transformation to cure the financial disease. Now, the word disease is actually means dis-ease. You're not at ease. There's a lot of people who are not at ease financially. And so I like to cure or prevent that financial dis-ease by eliminating the dangers of taxes, inflation, and market volatility, where I ended up just a few minutes ago. I also help people seize the greatest opportunities to convert their money, especially at retirement planning, to tax-free income, not the tax-deferred income that is fully taxable when you take it out of an IRA or 401k. And also to be able to make sure that if inflation is at 5 or 10, that you earn at least the rate of inflation or greater. I've usually earned at least 5.5% greater than the inflation rate at the time. And so you want to have inflation work for you instead of against you when we have it. And also the danger of market volatility. So when the market goes down, you don't lose. When the market goes back up again, you start making money again. And this is with a strategy called indexing. But then I help people harness the best strengths. The best strengths of my favorite financial vehicle called the Laser Fund is liquidity, safety, and predictable rates of return. Liquidity means I can access my money when I need it, and it doesn't trigger penalties from the IRS or tax. Number two, I want to have safety of principle. So when the market goes down, I don't lose. When the market goes up, I get to participate. But my money is linked to the market, not invested in the market. And many financial advisors don't know how to do that. And number three, to earn predictable, safe, tax-advantaged rates of return that historically have beaten inflation. I've usually earned between 7 to 10%, but some years as high as 25%, one year 49%. But folks, the key is when the market dives, you don't lose. And so that's a very important concept to understand. But I want you to understand the difference between strivers, arrivers, thrivers, survivors, and divers, okay? This is a bell curve. And in many of my books, I actually illustrate this because throughout my 45 years as a financial strategist, I've noticed that people and also intergenerational wealthy families go through this bell curve. And so this can happen in one's lifetime. Sometimes people never get out of the bottom of the beginning of the bell curve, which is the striver zone. This is where people are always striving, but they usually have too much month left at the end of their money their entire lifetime. They're always consuming. They don't learn how to live on less than what they earn. Now, those people who learn to live on less than what they earn live within their means, and they begin to save money. They begin to arrive. So they are the arrivers, and they begin to understand at least two of the three marvels of wealth accumulation. Number one, compound interest. And number two, if you can have some tax advantages, your money will compound and grow to a better sum or create more net spendable retirement income on the back end. But the third miracle of wealth accumulation is safe positive leverage. The ability to own and control assets or have money, but be able to use your money while you still earn interest on that money. And a lot of people don't understand how to do that, but this is what the mega wealthy thrivers do. And so when you learn how to repeat the process of compound interest, tax-free accumulation, because Albert Einstein said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest, but it was the Rothschilds who said, no, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest tax-free. But see, very few people understand the third marvel or miracle, and that is safe, positive leverage. And so when you do that, you repeat those processes again and again. It's not a one-off, and that's how arrivers turn into thrivers. If you got wealthy with real estate, okay, by owning a rental home, pretty soon you leverage and you get another rental home and another rental home and another rental home or duplexes or whatever. But see, the key is whenever you leverage, you do so with 100% liquidity. A lot of people don't understand that. If you leverage without liquidity, that's stupidity. So you need to have money, cash on hand. You can't have all your cash tied up, illiquid in the properties. You have to keep cash over on the side, earning and having accessibility, earning a rate of return greater than the inflation rate. So if you get into trouble, you have the cash. It's not trapped in the property. Now, a lot of people don't understand what I just said, but these are the three marvels of wealth accumulation. This is what the thrivers do, the mega wealthy thrivers. Now, what's sad is all too often people, when they approach retirement, they sort of want to hunker down and stop doing what they did to create their wealth. And so they get into a survival mode. They become survivors. I hope I don't outlive my money. And if you stop doing what you did in order to accumulate the money and keep it protected, you will run out of money when you hunker down and just get into a survival mindset. Not only will your money begin to disappear, but your physical health goes downhill, your mental health, your spiritual. I see people go into a survival mentality down to a diver. And this is why it's the other side and bottom of the bell curve. So what I've explained to you here in just the last few minutes is this curve of strivers becoming hopefully arrivers, becoming hopefully thrivers. But all too often people get into a hunker down and just ride it out and hope they don't outlive their money, survival mindset. And so they turn into survivors, and then those survivors turn into divers and they outlive their money. They become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Everything runs out. Now, folks, what I love doing is helping people like you not buy into the survival mindset, to keep doing what you did and protecting your money so you keep thriving. And the next generation, your children, will continue to thrive. And the next generation thrives by leaving behind these principles instead of just dumping money in their lap, which often results in an entitlement mentality, and hence I wrote the book Entitlement Abolition, how to lead your family from me, when do I get my share, to we, together we're better, and how to be responsible and accountable. But see, folks, what I want to do here on this three-dimensional wealth radio show is to help those of you who are feeling confused. You feel isolated in your set of circumstances, and maybe you're feeling powerless because of COVID-19, because the market's been whipsawing, because of taxes that are going to have to go up now dramatically because of government bailouts and all the trillions of dollars that they're going to have to get back by raising our taxes in the future. You must get educated and rethink your thinking. And so if you want to transform yourself financially, cure the financial dis-ease, learn how to make your money make more money, learn how to thrive, and then repeat the process, I want you to join us for an educational webinar, because my whole goal is to give you clarity, to clear up your confusion, give you confidence in a brighter future that you will not outlive your money if you do certain things, so you don't feel isolated in your set of circumstances. And then I want to employ creativity. I want to give you new capability so you don't feel powerless. I want to empower you. And the way I love to empower people is by educating them. So in our educational webinars, my purpose is to provide some leadership to give you that clarity and clear up your confusion. I want to develop relationships with my listeners and my students and my mentees so that they have confidence in their future and they don't feel isolated. And then I'm going to use all kinds of creativity to give you new capabilities so you don't feel powerless.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.